Okay, let me grab that. Hang on here.
Hi there, Sam. Sam, thank you so much for holding, sir. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line, of course, to get you the details of the service itself, how it works, what's included, of course, answer any questions that you have. And because the business itself is fairly new, you also already have a website. She did want me to apply a couple of discounts here, make it even more affordable for you. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
It's going pretty good so far.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And I do have your file here in front of me. In fact, I am looking at your website right now. I do like the look of your website, by the way, something that definitely is Google compliant. It's mobile optimized. It does, of course, kind of restack on itself for a smaller screen like a tablet or, well, let's be honest, more likely a smartphone. And then it is HTTPS, the S meaning that it is a secure website. That's two of the things that Google looks for. And what that means is when your website is kind of cross-referenced and backlinked on the right content online, the directories and submissions that Google looks for, your website and your business can rank on that first page, which is, of course, where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. So it's our job to create that content, make sure that people who don't even know the name of your business can find you when they go on Google, go on Bing, and they're on their smartphone, their computer, or any device that accesses the internet. They're typing in custom cabinets or cabinet replacement or any of the keywords related to the services that you provide, your company and your website will be one of those things that people see. Now, you probably use Google yourself. You're probably familiar with that local map or that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page. You know, you'll never be the only company that people will see when they do that type of search. And, of course, not everyone who sees you there will decide to call you, but that's okay. In fact, I think that's a good thing. You're really only going to get calls from people who... Yeah, people are going to look at your website, and then they'll either decide to call you or they won't call you. If they don't call you, no big deal. But the ones that call you, they're calling you for a good reason. They saw something on the website that they like. By the time they start dialing your phone number, it's pretty much because they're hoping you're available. They're hoping you answer the phone, that your price is fair, because they want to work with you. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. No matter how many calls you do get, no matter how many jobs you do, it is a flat rate. We offer the service, of course, on a month-to-month basis. So it's not a lead-based service. You're not paying for the same lead that your competitors are paying for. You're not chasing down that same potential customer or being in a bidding war. Like I said, essentially, potential customers will be choosing you over the competition. Whether you end up doing 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's the same flat rate. And it's not just for Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, there'd be a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads. We can quickly and easily target anywhere in that 80-mile service area. We can target specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Now, good thing is you do qualify for reduced pricing. It's already well worth it with the return on investment. That's always the most important part of any ROI equation. It's the amount of money, the amount of phone calls and jobs that you can get from the advertisement that you're doing or the marketing. And in this case, though, being a younger business, the lowest rate that we offer to the public is for younger companies, and it's not like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It really does amount to more of like an assistance program, just to make it more affordable for younger and newer businesses. Because although it is month-to-month and there's no contract, Sam, of course, we find that most of our clients do keep the service long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. So certainly your success is our success, and we want to make it affordable for you. It's actually a little bit more, actually quite a bit more, than 50% off the normal cost of the service. You'd save $350 each and every single month that you choose to use the service. That new business rate does drop the cost of the service down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just just $249. And that $249 would, of course, be the exact amount. So you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits. There's no nickel and diming you on taxes or fees or anything like that. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something you think you might want for Sulphur Creek Enterprises?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
I mean, we are talking Google here, right? It's the world's largest
yeah.
electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. I mean, still just a couple years old as a company, so traditional word-of-mouth might not be the biggest factor just yet, but every new customer that finds you online does become someone who can use your services again for a different project, recommend you to their friends, can help you to grow your client base. Now, one thing that I did see here, and it's actually going to help me to reduce the cost of the one-time setup fee, and I don't know if you're using it, but it looks active enough. I mean, Tara found an Angie Leads profile, Home Advisor powered by Angie. That's kind of a very different service. That's a lead-based service. Are you using mm-hmm. that service currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
I actually just got a call from them yesterday, and I'm in process of setting
okay.
that up.
Well, it's actually going to save you some money on our end here, not specifically for Angie's, but there is a promo code in our system. Where is that? This drop-down box has got a lot of – there it is. This promo code, it's for anybody who's currently or even has recently paid advertising dollars somewhere else. Again, we want to make this as affordable for you as I can. You also have that website, too. Now, there's normally a $299 setup fee to help us kind of cover the cost of creating all the content to get you on that first page. I'll take $100 off for the website. I'll take $100 off for the fact that you're new to Angie's, you'd only be looking at a one-time setup fee of just $99. It only attaches to the first month, of course, and then every month after that, it's that flat rate of $249. Now, of course, you're going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, Sam. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. In fact, you'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories. Now, not just on Google and Bing in the exact moment that someone in the area is looking to find someone who can build cabinets for them, you'll also have paid Facebook ads. So anyone in your area that has a project in the back of their mind, when they see you on their Facebook page, they see your ads, they see your website, they pick up the phone, they call you directly. So those Facebook ads are included as well in that $249 package. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No. What, as far as the, well, the only question I've got is the, you mentioned the setting up of the profile, the website content. What all would need to be done for that?
So we would get you through to what we call our client interview process. A technician will call you, kind of verify information off of your website, information that I have, and you know we'll go into a little bit more detail about the services you want to be found for. We'll go over a list of keywords that you think are relevant. We can always add content later. There's no cost for that. But we'll want to know things like a mission statement, if you've got one, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So we do take care of that in a follow-up call. It takes about 25, 30 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And after that, I mean, like I said, you do get a detailed reporting and tracking system. We also do know that not all of our clients use their tracking system. Some of our clients are perfectly content just to ask someone who's never called them, hey, you never reached out to me before, how'd you hear about me, where'd you find me? And when they say, oh, I saw your website on the first page of Google, that's usually enough for some people to know that the service is working. So really after that client interview, all you need to do and all that we kind of request or actually require you to do is to answer the phone when it rings. You know, it's our job to get people to know that you're in the area, give them the opportunity to call you, and then, of course, from there you just talk to those people and provide the services.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that sounds great.
when we get your phone ringing, is this the number you want your customers to call? I mean, is this, you know, the best number for them, the best number for us, the 256-476-6433?
Yeah, initially that is. I do have a business line that I haven't purchased a phone for.
Okay.
I've got the number and all of that, but I haven't set that up yet.
Gotcha.
So
just
if I could change
that
in the future.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I was just going to say, just let us know when that changes. We can update that. For now, this is the number that's on the website, and it has been a good number for us to reach you. Now, most of the time, you're just going to get calls directly to you, Sam. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Your potential customers will simply click on that. It will dial this 6433 number. For now, like I said, we can always change anything down the road. There's never any additional cost to make those changes. When we reach out to you, we do use phone, text, emails, usually for longer pieces of information and something that we want you to have for your records. The sam@sulfurcreekmilling.com, that's a good email address for you then?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And then did you have a preference as to how we reach out to you? Phone, text, email, it's usually the method most appropriate to the content and information we want to get to you or get from you. But did you have a preference as to how we contact you?
Phone or text is probably the best.
Phone or text. And those are definitely the most common responses for service-based businesses. And that leads me to my next question. Although I did see in 18420 Upper Fort Hampton Road on the Angie profile. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, though, the business itself is service-based, meaning that you only go out to the customer, right? No one ever does come to you. That address is not like a showroom or location that you would want your customers necessarily to see.
Yeah, they can come to the shop. I have customers come up here.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's where we build, and we have a partial showroom here.
You do? Okay, that's good, because that actually helps with the verification process, expedites the process of getting you on that first page if you actually have a location where you don't mind customers coming to you. Google does know that a lot of service-based businesses are kind of just run out of the truck, run from the home, in which case, you know, if people couldn't necessarily go to see anybody at that address, they wouldn't necessarily want to list it. But in this case, that's going to help you out quite a bit. Oh, Sam, Tara never did get your last name.
My last name is McMunn, McMunn.
Okay, Mr. McMunn. If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I'll be taking a look at that client interview calendar. The other thing that is required of me, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. Sam, it does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it is, of course, the reduced rate for both the setup fee as well as the service itself. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, though. I am required to read it, though, before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay, Sam, give me just one quick second here to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Sam, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Sulfur Creek Enterprises.
Perfect, and that is exactly as I have it. And then, Mr. McMunn, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Sam McMunn, owner.
Okay. And, Mr. McMunn, as the owner of Sulfur Creek Enterprises, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information, Sam, that you will be using for our services, Mr. McMunn, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Sam, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As I mentioned earlier, it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Sam, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Sam, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angie League. There is no conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will, in fact, be creating for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else. We're just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. McMunn, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We do what's called the NAPW audit, stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We do that audit in the very beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply to both the setup fee and the subscription cost itself, with it being a month-to-month service, with the social media campaign, the Facebook ads included, etc. This next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 14th of May, and the very reduced total amount of exactly $348.00. When the term is completed, Sam, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 14th of the month at the further reduced rate of just $249.00. And that $249, Mr. McMunn, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. As I mentioned, Sam, it is a month-to-month service. That means offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, and you can pause it. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, in fact, if necessary, the service could be paused seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request, Sam, to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. McMunn, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Sam, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Sam, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
MasterCard.
On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Is it Sam or Samuel, any middle initial?
It's Samuel Corey, C-O-R-Y, McMunn.
And Samuel is S-A-M-U-E-L?
Yes.
And that's actually my middle name, Paul Samuel Gordon. And then Corey is C-O-R-Y, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, Mr. McMahon, you said that was a MasterCard, Sam. That should start with the 5. All MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5411.
Yes, sir.
6700.
Okay.
0008.
Yes, sir.
9146.
Sam, the expiration month and year?
0327.
03 of 2027, and the last three digits on the back of the card?
584.
584, 584 on the back of the card. March or 03 of 2027 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 5411-6300-0008-9146?
It's 6700. Everything else is correct.
6700. Okay, 0008-9146. Does that bill at the 18420 Upper Fort Road, Fort Hampton Road?
It's the billing address is 13515 Wisteria Place, WISTERIA.
Is that still four? Sorry, the zip code the same or no?
It's Athens, Alabama, 35613.
35613. Okay. In about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I don't have a pen handy right now.
That's okay. Not a problem. You'll get everything by email in about a minute. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address will be on there as well. You'll get all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the text message or the email, I did want to walk you through a couple of things, so just let me know when you receive that. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer. Let's see, it's a little bit short notice to get you in at 10 o'clock, but I certainly could do 11 or 12 or 1 o'clock, and then this afternoon, we are a little booked up at the end of the day, but there's still a 3 or a 5 o'clock. Would you want something kind of mid-morning or later on today?
12 o'clock would be good.
12? Okay, so it's going to be scheduled from 12 o'clock until 1 o'clock. It is, like I said, a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. Typically, it would get to you right at or within a couple of minutes of 1 o'clock, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to make that call, I'll be on the beginning part of that call, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. Might already be on a call. They don't get a lot of advance notice. Either way, they're going to call you. They'll take really good care of you. I did, though, want to add another layer of protection here, just a little bit of extra security on your account, whether I am on that follow-up call or not. Just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us, Sam, and tells us that they're with Sulphur Creek Enterprises, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may from time to time still ask you for the answer to the security question. And then this is important, especially in the next few days. If you start getting phone calls from anyone claiming to be Google or even local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which again is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information within the first couple of seconds, just politely let them go. If anyone, Sam, calls you and tells you that you owe more money for your Google listing, politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification has already been recorded and attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. It clearly states moving forward it bills once a month on the 13th for exactly $2.49 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
My first pet's name.
First pet's name. And then what is the answer?
Yeller.
Yellow, like the color?
It's actually Yeller.
Yeller, but, like
yeah,
old Yeller.
Okay. Yeah.
Y-E-L-L-E-R. I got to
yep.
type it twice. But you're all set there. And then, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yes, I got the email.
Okay. So it's for the Local Splash initial invoice. If you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. If you can click on that, it'll take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the services we'll be providing for you on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Are you able to see that?
Yes.
Okay. I don't want to walk you through everything here. I know your time is valuable, but you can scroll through it. Real quick, though, Google, of course, is pretty much everyone's main focus, so it will be our main focus, too. But it is about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google. Most of those people are searching on their smartphone. Still a lot of people. We want you to get those phone calls and opportunities as well. So we will mirror the content on Bing, and it's not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo with all the different destinations and directories necessary for you to be on that first page. You already have a website, but the package does include a custom website if needed, meaning if your website's going to be down for more than a week or two, just let us know. We would build a website for you based off of the information that we already have and information off of your website. It takes us about 5 or 7 business days. So if you know your website's going to be down for more than a week or so, might be a good idea just to give us a heads up so we could put something in its place just as a placeholder until your website's back. Like I said, it's included. Just something that you might need, might not. We are doing the Facebook ads, etc. Now, you'll see a long line that goes across it, and below it, it populates your number. A couple of boxes below that, we want you to click them both. One says, I agree to receive SMS messages to my phone, which are, of course, just text messages through the computer. And the other one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, of course, we want you to click on that box. There's a longer box you'll see with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. You can click in that box and either type in your name as it appears or copy and paste it. If you type it in, it's case sensitive, so the S, C, and your last name appropriate capitalization there. If you copy and paste it, just be careful not to copy an extra space before it or after it. But once you've got the exact match of your name in that box, click the confirm signature box to the right of it. Mr. McMunn, that does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month. It, of course, allows us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and even to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You know that you are successful in submitting that. When it asks you for a username and a password, just let me know when it takes you to that login screen.
All right, I'm here.
Okay. You don't have to log in. In fact, I don't recommend you try. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, so it's asking you to log in. Your login information is on the welcome email that it looks like our system did just send out to you. Your username cannot be changed. It's in our system the same way as well, but luckily it is easy for you to remember. It's the number that we're speaking on currently. The area code's included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, your username will always be 256-476-6433. The default password is Big Google, all lowercase, no space. Of course, that's in your welcome email along with the customer service information on there as well. Once you're able to access your tracking system, meaning a day or so after we do your client interview, you'll officially get by text and email notification that your tracking system is active, and it will include that username and default password information too. You can change your password once you log in. Some people never do, and there's really no problem if you don't. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really more for your records. You don't need to respond to it. It's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Then it does have your username, your name, and then your phone number. Sam, in any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, that's the email address you'll see on the welcome email, you can send anything and everything there, but please do include your phone number or your username. In this case, they're the same thing. That makes it real easy for us to kind of access the information and forward it out to the right department. There is still enough time for our automated system to send you a reminder email as well. So you'll get that reminder email at 11 o'clock, an hour prior to your scheduled follow-up call with our technician. I do hope that I am available for the first couple of minutes of that phone call. It'd be nice to say a quick hello to you. At this point, though, I do just want to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get that going for you. Looking forward to getting that website in front of more people and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Well, I sure do appreciate it, Paul.
I appreciate you as well, Sam. I appreciate your time. Take care. Enjoy the rest of the day, and we'll be talking to you in a couple of hours here.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, too, sir. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.